Tomas, we are back, my friend. You know what that means? Time for a little bit more Tasty Live with this market measure. Even the S&P is up 17, NASDAQ back green up 45, Russell up 13, and the Dow up 98, all quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah, it's been kind of like this. I feel like it's a little
I thought we'd be a little weaker today, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I mean, based on the way a lot of these stocks acted out of the chute, I was sure we were going to be a little weaker. And then,
I mean, you still have, NVIDIA down 6. I know it was up big the other day, but you got Google up down 3 or 4. I know it was up the day before. Everything was up the day before. Netflix down 3. Costco down 2 and change. UNH down almost 3 in the Dow. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter. You got Tesla up 20. Apple up almost 6. So there's your move. So it's all Apple today.
Yep, it is. It's actually all Tesla, but Tesla, Apple, whatever, however you want to say. Yeah, they had the NASDAQ down a couple of points, but it didn't stay down very long. Anyway, let's take a look and see. We did a little piece this morning on how to get optimal with straddles. Oh, by the way, it is Monday. We are approaching the end of April. And if you haven't signed up yet for Seattle, we'd love to have you. We're going to be only on in the Pacific Northwest one time in like 7 years. So we'll be out in Seattle on May 18th. It's a Saturday morning. Show starts at 9. It goes to like about 11:45 or so. It's only 2 hours and 45 minutes. It's packed bell to bell. Doors open at 8. First come, first serve. And so, like I said, we have not been to the Pacific Northwest in a long time. So we would love you to come out, you know, all you Seahawks fans and whoever else, all the Supersonics fans still around. We would love you to come on out and come to the Tasty event. We're bringing six people, a bunch of others, you know, just doing software demos. And we just go bell to bell the whole time. So I promise you, you're going to walk away with some lots of juicy takeaways and six different speakers. So if you can get your Saturday morning free, come on out and check out the Tasty event. After that, we'll be in London on June 8th, and we're expecting a packed house in London and then back in Chicago in July. So we would love to see you guys. And then we have the whole second half of the year starting in August. So Seattle, next one up, and it's May 18th. It's the same show in every city, but we tweak it each time, make it a little different. There's a little homegrown games and homegrown fun. So we'll see. All right. I have been all day trying to, now the bonds haven't really moved. All day I've been working some notebooks I haven't got filled. I haven't done any opening trades yet today.
No, you've made 40 some odd trades. You did a lot actually pre-market.
Yeah, I sold a lot of bonds out this morning. We had a nice little overnight trade in there, so.
Bonds 114.10. I think every time I've quoted them, that's where they've been sitting. Mid-range.
Yeah, they haven't. The notes are still around the same. The bonds are still around the same. Not much else.
Even the S&P is up 19 and change, flirting with new highs.
Yeah. Yep. All right, let's do it. This is a piece on straddles. Now, what's interesting about this is we don't trade a lot of straddles. So I figured, all right, we don't trade a hell of a lot of straddles, but how, and the reason is because we just can't seem to optimize our straddles. We know that you don't go for 50% because it's too damn hard. So maybe you go for 25%, but that's how we were trying to optimize it. So we asked the research team to kick it up a couple notches and try to figure out, is there a way to optimize straddles that we haven't figured out yet? And they came.
Good. I'm glad they're doing this because I would have said 25%. That would have been my.
Okay, then you're gonna like what we came up with, because it's not that 25% is wrong. It's just that I think we came up with something even better.
Beautiful. I love it.
Let's take a look. Go to the next slide. Oops. Let me pull these over here so I can read them.
You can read them if you like.
Since straddles take more time to reach 50% of their max profit, we prefer to manage them at 25%. The goal is to improve the mathematical probabilities of your trades and work towards a positive expectancy over time. So managing straddles at 25% of max profit fits well within a broader strategy of frequent disciplined trade management to compound gains and to limit outlier losses. Let's go to the next slide. So with strangles, managing at 21 days provides a number of benefits, including more consistent performance, lower portfolio volatility, and reduced delta and buying power expansion risk. You know, also obviously, you know, reduced outlier risk.
Sure.
But does this imply that we should, oh, he made it bigger for me. Does this imply we should manage straddles in fewer days than strangles, even in different IVR environments, to get optimal? What do you think about that? Does it imply we should manage in even fewer days? Our default is always to go less than more.
Sure. With that premise, it would make sense. Sure.
Okay. Let's take a look at the next slide. And here's where it gets really interesting. So same stuff as we always do, 45 days to expiration, manage to 21 days, 2010 to present. So plenty of history, all in the SPY, 50 delta straddles. We calculated the average P&L, the daily P&L, the win rate, the standard deviation, and CVAR, basically everything. And we used varying management strategies. 14 days, 22 days, and 30 days with the IVR over and under 30. All right?
So, okay. So look at high implied volatility, low implied volatility. 30 is the threshold. That's what we look at.
Yeah. And 14.
It's a pretty standard. This is a pretty standard.
Yeah. Yep. Let's go next slide.
What's the wine rate? Just curious what that one is.
That's when you go to Napa. Yes. That was an extra E that hit the wrong column.
Got it.
They do rate wines, just so you know.
I know.
Let's go to the next slide, John. Okay. So although the average P&L scales with time, win rates stay consistent and we maximize daily P&L by managing at 14 days. This was really interesting. Now, again, this is all the days. So this is not by sorting by high IVR or low IVR. This is just taking all the days, all right? So by managing at 14 days, the numbers came out, they were a little stronger because you can look at the daily P&L but the CVAR was still high and the standard deviation, which is kind of measures your risk on the trade, that was still high, but your daily P&L was good, your average P&L was good, your win rate was good, but off this slide here, you would still go towards 21 days or even 30 days, just because you would want, even though your daily P&L was a little bit less,
daily P&L doesn't mean as much because
you want the lower CVAR and the lower standard deviation of risk.
Exactly, but the daily P&L, you would expect the daily P&L to be higher earlier in the trade because you're collecting more from the very beginning, right?
No, not really. It's, you know, your theta would actually get bigger as you went closer to expiration. It's just that there's a lot more losses built into the back end of it. That's what lowers the number. But it's the standard deviation of the risk in the portfolio and the CVAR that scare me in this one. But if you go to the next slide, do we also see an increased long-term performance from a portfolio context? Let's go to the next slide. So managing at 14 days, and this is what was interesting, provides the cleanest cumulative P&L increase while also cutting losses or curbing losses. So what this means is that over time, what happened was when we looked at the cumulative results, okay, and being able to kind of redeploy capital, it was just way cleaner. Because you eliminated those drawdowns on the back end of the numbers that we showed in the last slide. But now if you go to the next slide, does this also imply that we should manage straddles in fewer days than strangles, even in different IVR environments? And this is where it should get really interesting. Next slide. So what happens here is that when IVR was less than 30, managing at 14 days showed optimal performance, where it maximized daily P&L, blah, 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 and all the other stuff. So what we found here was that the average P&L of $17, and this is the same 45 days, the win rate's the same, the daily P&L is still higher, and the percent of P&L over the credit, over the initial credit was higher. So this became a very interesting, slide when you had IVR.
Lower implied volatility rank.
Yes. Now, if you go to the next slide. Oh, sorry, go back one slide. I said that last slide wrong. I said. Yeah.
You're making a case here for the 14.
There you go. This is it. This is IVR over 30. So when the IVR is over 30, I thought we missed it. The performance across the board shows the P&L scales with time and the win rates stay consistent. And then we maximize the daily P&L by managing it 14 days. So what this showed was you actually have, this is high IVR managing straddles at 14 DTE. You had the highest average P&L, the strong win rate, the highest daily P&L, and the highest percentage of P&L over. Like, go back one slide, John. Go back one slide. Yeah, so this is the IVRs under 30, right? And right. This is where you end up with the P&L 17 compared to 25 and 29, and all the other numbers they're much smaller. But what this is basically suggesting, Tony, and if you go to the next slide again, John, number 9, you end up with huge numbers relative. So what this is all suggesting is that if you're going to sell straddles, you want to do it in high IVR. Don't even consider it in low IVR. You want to do it in high IVR, and you want to do it where you manage the trades in 14 days as opposed to waiting longer for 50%.
Right. And normally, you know, when we're looking at a strangle and it works, it's usually in that 3-week time frame, right? So you're saying managing a little bit earlier here, not really by a percentage of the credit you received, just net managing it earlier. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, it's exactly right. Yep.
Okay.
Now go to the next slide. So the takeaways. Just like we prefer to manage straddles at 25% of max profit, as opposed to 50% for strangles, we can also manage them in less days than strangles. When we manage straddles at 14 days, we see an increased P&L per day with greater cumulative return and lower portfolio volatility. Even in different IV environments, managing straddles at 14 days, less days than a strangle, give us optimal performance. That's true. But doing it with high IVR was really the key.
I like it. Good job. I wonder how aggressive, because I'd like to do this on my podcast. So I wonder how aggressive we should be with the rolling. Do we still roll when we get to a delta of say 15 or 20? I would imagine so, right? You start out delta neutral. When do you roll the untested side to go inverted?
Yeah, but that's a big challenge. Like if you're doing the
dailies, I know, that's why I'm asking it.
Yeah, if you're doing the dailies, you got to be super aggressive. If you're doing the 45 days, I don't think you can adjust on every tick.
Got it.
But you have to adjust if it gets out of whack.
Let's take a quick 90-second break and come back. We got more Tasty Live after this with your friend and mine, Mr. Scott Sheridan, next. Tasty Trade World Headquarters.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Live, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. TastyLive, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered